Welcome to Beyond the Barbell, the podcast where we go beyond the sets and reps and explore the world of fat loss, strength training, muscle building, and how to live an elevated life. I'm your host, Braden Barrett, creator of Look Like You Lift. I lost 60 pounds of fat in 6 months without starving myself, hours of cardio, or feeling miserable. And today I want to show you exactly how I did that. We're going to go over what worked, what didn't work, what I would have changed, and show you how we've been able to do the exact same thing with clients all over the world for the last 11 years. So a little bit about my backstory. I started this whole world of fitness and strength training as a competitive strongman and a competitive powerlifter. I've always loved the strength sports. And I was really blessed in my time of doing this because I had the opportunity to work with some of the world's strongest men. I started as a powerlifter and got really strong in that world, but then I wanted something more. I became a three-trick pony, so I wanted to explore other worlds of strength training, and that's when I fell into a local strongman gym, and it just so happens to be that some of the world's strongest men worked out of that gym, so they very quickly took me under their wing, and I learned everything I know about the strength sports from them. And I basically lived, ate, trained like a strongman for the next 2.5 years. And so if you know anything about competitive strongmen, they're big, they're strong, but they're also fat. Some of the guys that I was training with were over 350 pounds. So they're big, big dudes. Me being 160 pounds, I had to eat myself all the way to catch up to their size and their strength. So, I mean, some of these days we were eating well over 8,000 calories. I remember on our Saturdays, after our Saturdays, we had the longest sessions. We would start training at 8 a.m. We wouldn't get done until like 1 or 2 p.m. And then afterwards we would go and either hit up Mongolian Grill or we would hit up Black Bear Diner. And these guys could put down food, and I was here trying to keep up with them. So needless to say, I got really strong, went really far with strongman. I learned quite a bit, and I also got pretty fat, as you can imagine. So I got to a point where I went from 160 pounds, I ballooned all the way up to 220 pounds. That was kind of where the peak was, where I was the strongest and the most competitive. I started to get to a point where my strength started to slow down and I started to plateau. And so I figured I just had to eat more food. So I did. I gained my weight all the way up to 230 pounds. And it was at this point where my weight actually started to play a negative toll on my body. I started developing high blood pressure. And because of the amount of food and the amount of weight I was carrying, I also started to develop sleep apnea. I started to snore in the middle of the night. Because of the horrible sleep quality I was getting, I developed an energy drink addiction. So I was having around 4 to 5 cans of energy drinks a day. So not to mention the amount of money that was just being pissed away on energy drinks, which it wasn't even doing that much good anyway. I started having symptoms of diabetes. So I developed I was pre-diabetic at this point. So high blood pressure, pre-diabetic, energy issues, sleep apnea. And then what's worse in my mind was my strength actually started going down. I started regressing in my strength. And all of this to say, basically my metabolic health was the health of a 60-year-old. And I was only in my 20s, early 20s. I was young. So I had to make a change. I knew I needed to lose weight. It's so stupid. It wasn't the health scares that made me figure out I needed to lose weight. It was the fact that my strength started going down. That was when I realized I needed to start making improvements, which is so stupid in hindsight. But anyway, so I said, okay, cool. How hard can this possibly be? I just energy in, energy out, calories in, calories out. I just need to be in a caloric deficit. Eat less, move more. That's how hard can this be, right? Because that's what we're all told. So I did that. And after 18 months, I saw zero progress. I didn't make any progress at all. And if we zoom in on those 18 months, I basically hopped from keto to carb cycling to fasting to what else did I try? Those are like the main diets that I tried. I tried every supplement that toted fat loss, fat burning. I did high intensity interval training. I did steady state cardio. I did everything you can possibly think of to lose this weight. And I didn't make any progress in 18 months. In 18 months, I lost 5 pounds. So pretty frustrating after 18 months. Well, and actually what's worse than all of this is because of all of these haphazardous attempts at losing weight, I ended up actually losing a lot of my strength as well. So I would lose some strength, panic, stop the diet, and then try to gain my strength back, and then just get stuck again. So then I'd go back to losing weight, panic, try to get my strength back. So it was this constant cycle of losing weight without losing my strength, ended up losing my strength and having to try to get it back. And so after 18 months of just doing all that crazy chaos, I was actually worse than when I started. I was now skinny fat. I lost a lot of the muscle and the strength that I gained over the years of being a strongman, and I ended up looking worse. And now I didn't have any of the fat to, I had all the fat and I lost all the muscle with that. So I was pretty discouraged. I was pretty disappointed in myself for this, because I started also to feel like a fraud because I didn't know how to freaking lose weight without losing any of my muscle or strength. Yeah, you can starve yourself and lose weight, but I really wanted to make sure that I maintained my performance and strength, and I just couldn't do it. It was at this point when I ran into kind of my savior, Stan Efferding. Stan Efferding was running a seminar in my area. He's also known as the world's strongest pro bodybuilder. He's worked with some world's strongest men as well. Brian Shaw, Thor Bjornsson. He's worked with them to not only get them stronger, but also to get healthier as well, to lose quite a bit of fat and get them stronger. So I attended a seminar. Afterwards, I went up to him and I talked to him and picked his brain, and he gave me a real strict talking to. He really put me in my place, which is exactly what I needed as a young 20-year-old kid who's arrogant and thinks he knows everything. But he basically put me in my place and told me everything that I was doing was wrong. And so I needed a mentor. I needed someone to help me do this the right way. So it was through Stan's guidance, and it was through Dr. Scott Stevenson's guidance, and it was through Dr. Ian K. Smith's guidance, and it was through these higher mentors that I paid to be a part of and have them coach me, was when I was finally able to lose 60 pounds in 6 months. And not only lose 60 pounds in 6 months, I gained all of my strength back and more. Okay. So that's what happened in 6 months. A year later, I maintained the fat loss and I put on about 20 pounds of tissue. And then fast forward to all the way to today, I just finished a 50 pound bulk, and I'm still the leanest, the healthiest, and the strongest today than I ever was when I competed in strongman. So I cracked the code. I figured it out. And it wasn't just I was standing on the shoulders of giants, and those people actually were majorly impactful on my transformation. So how did I do it? Number one thing that I did is I integrated my training and my nutrition together. So a lot of people will go find a random diet, and then they'll go find a random training program, and then they'll kind of mash them together. Or worse, they just won't even take them into consideration, and they'll just do them separately. But they need to work together. So I had my training designed around the food that I was consuming. So on the micro scale, that meant that I was training when I had the majority of my carbohydrates in my day, and I wasn't training when I didn't have any carbohydrates in the day. On the macro scale, when I was going through phases of accumulation and then phases of deloads, so basically weeks where I was strength training and pushing up the resistance and pushing up volume and pushing up intensity, calories were low to facilitate the deficit. And then when I was in a deload, so basically taking a break from the amount of volume and intensity to allow for recovery, in the deload, I actually increased the food because I'm no longer sending the signal for growth from the training. So now we need to send another signal for growth, and that's from food. And that's allowed for me to maintain my strength and performance on the training side, but also from the nutrition side, increasing food on my deload periods. So I integrated training and nutrition together. They were married, right? So they were a partnership. Next was I utilized steps and cardio the right way. So as a strongman, And as a power lifter, you're scared of cardio because you're afraid that cardio is going to make you lose your strength and make you lose your gains. You're just going to turn into a sickly, scrawny little guy if you ever do cardio. And that's not the case. I learned that cardio doesn't make you lose your gains. You're just lazy for not doing your cardio. So I incorporated cardio the right way. I stayed away from steady state cardio, and I focused on conditioning methods that we used in my strongman training. So strongman style, high intensity interval training. So I sprinted with a yoke. I did farmer carries. I did, I guess you could call them Metcon, similar to like CrossFit style things, 15 to 20 minutes, three times a week. And then on top of that, I just focused on getting my steps. I started at 8,000 steps a day. And then I titrated that up to like 10,000 steps a day. At the very end of my 60-pound transformation where I was really trying to push it, I was up to about 18,000 steps a day. You don't need to go that crazy, but I really wanted to get this job done. So, so basically utilizing cardio the right way, actually having that in your program. And we'll talk about this in another podcast where actually there's some pretty good evidence to show that cardio, particularly high-intensity interval training, scratch that, just harder cardio, not necessarily high intensity interval training, but hard cardio has a positive impact on body composition. We'll talk about that in another podcast that deserves its whole topic. But anyway, keeping steps up and incorporating some hard cardio 3 to 4 times a week was really beneficial for me. On the programming side, I primarily focused on keeping the intensity up. So as I got weaker, or rather as the calories got lower and I was getting leaner and my energy resources were becoming more depleted, how I adjusted my programming accordingly was I reduced volume, but I kept intensity high. Okay. So when we talk about intensity, I was still pushing heavy loads. I was still trying to squat in the high fours, pull in the mid high fours, but the amount of volume that I could do was less. Okay. So there at the very end of my macro cycles, I was doing maybe just one set per exercise. But at the beginning of the macro cycle, when I was kind of at the start of the diet, I was doing maybe 4 or 5 sets. Okay. When it was like 1 or 2 reps, it was like 8 or 10 sets. Right. So, but that was kind of the model of titration is we reduced the sets, but kept intensity high. We kept the weight heavy the entire time we did this. The reason why is it's the intensity that sends the signal to keep muscle around, but also the more energy resources that you deplete, primarily glycogen, you're not able to do as much work for as long a period of time. So let's play to that. Let's just keep intensity up. Let's keep sending that training stimulus to keep the muscle around, and then reduce the volume so that we can stay fresh and stay recovered for our next session. So what would I have done differently? Well, first things first, I wasted, you got to keep in mind. So I lost 60 pounds in 6 months, but actually if you do the math, I lost 60 pounds in 2 years. It just so happened to be that I lost 99% of my weight in the last 6 months of that 2-year process. The first 18 months of doing this, I didn't have a coach. I didn't have a professional. I was doing everything that I thought was right. And I just was using Instagram workouts, using the internet, using free eBooks and stuff. And I didn't see any results there. But I lost 99% of my weight in the 6 months where I actually had professional help and had somebody help me along the way. So yeah, 60 pounds in 2 years, but the majority of that weight was lost in the last 6 months when I actually had a pro to help me out. So I would have hired a coach from the start. I would have had a coach from the first day that I started this, because I wasted so much time and I wasted so much money trying to do this on my own. In the 18 months where I bought a bunch of the shit that wasn't working, I probably could have just put that toward coaching in that 6 month period, and I would have saved money in the long run. So yeah, I would have saved time, saved money, saved the frustration, and saved the mental anguish if I just had a professional in my corner guiding me along the way to do this the right way. Other things I would have changed, I probably would have cut out hyper palatable, hyper processed foods sooner in the diet, primarily because when I was in strongman, you know, we're consuming 6,000, 8,000 calories a day. We had to use junk food to do that, to get that amount of food into you without completely blowing out your stomach. So I turned to a lot of junk food, and I would say that I maybe had a little bit of like a fast food addiction because of this. Because of that, it made it really hard for me to adhere to a meal plan, because I was constantly dealing with the cravings and temptations of hyper-processed, hyper-palatable foods. And I learned when you stop eating garbage food, you stop craving garbage food. So I would have stopped trying to budget in the hyper-palatable foods and just cut them out completely. When I actually did that, when I actually cut it out completely, is when this whole process mentally became a much easier journey for me. So I would have done that a lot sooner. But yeah, those were like the major things that I would have changed if I could do it over again. And the things that I would have changed are the things that we implement with clients as well. Basically, my journey of losing these 60 pounds in 6 months is what we do with clients all over the world. Just a more polished, a more cleaned up process at this point. So kind of summing up everything that we went over. Number one, get yourself a pro in your corner to help. Stop wasting the time and stop wasting your own money. Training and nutrition should be working together. They should be congruent. The training should be designed around the food, and the food should be designed around your weekly programming. That's going to ensure that you keep performance and strength around while you're losing the fat. Maintain strength by keeping the intensity high and consider reducing volume as calories get lower and you become more lean and more dieted. And then keep the cardio and the steps in, but use them intelligently. Again, we're probably going to have to do a whole separate podcast talking about cardio and steps. But that's those are like the four major things I would be implementing. That's how I lost 60 pounds in 6 months. That's my story. Really excited to start this podcast with you guys. I've wanted to do more of a long form information dump for you guys, because I can only cover so much in a 60 minute or a 60 second TikTok or Instagram reel. So this is going to be good. If you have recommendations of what you want me to talk about on this podcast, drop them below. Leave a comment, leave a like, subscribe, and yeah, we'll see you in the next one.